Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Really, today, just an emphasis of truth, I suppose. It's topics I've covered, but just what's on my mind and on my heart. And one of them's not as important. On some level, it seems much more superficial. But on the other hand, it's highly important. So, three things. The Gaza Strip, the Israeli conflict, then also drone wars that somehow don't hit the internet, and then three, Diddy. So, I'm telling you, Candace Owens is doing great work at this. Yeah, you can stop listening if upon hearing a name that you're going to get triggered by, then you decide to dismiss me. So go ahead, go away, bye-bye-bye. You don't want to hear the substance I'm talking about. But, wow. I mean, Diddy, it's a blackmail ring. It's the new Epstein. It is! And what's the most recent incredible evidence is mentions of the person who serves in that parallel as Ghislaine Maxwell, I don't know, the procurer, the chief deputy of the ring of getting the trafficked people, is basically wiped off the internet. The other thing interesting that they brought up is supposedly some 2018 thing where a guy went into a Trump hotel and shot in the air and just basically seemed crazy at the time. But the stuff that he said at the time, then, knowing now what we know about Diddy, he talked about being a sex slave for Diddy and then said a bunch of other crazy stuff that might have been QAnon stuff, but it adds some validity. And then, supposedly, in the lawsuit since, the parties have talked about the fact that this guy really was associated with Diddy. So look into that. That's turning into, it's a salacious sex trial. And I'm telling you, the forces behind it becoming just that. It's a different version, but the same idea of the mass corruption of the Biden family simply then just going to Hunter Biden just being hooked on cocaine and having a weapon. I mean, the mass corruption just goes to that. It gets so, like, the entirety of what it is literally 1,000 times more important, 1,000,000 times more important than what the trial actually covers. And really, the relevant stuff is clearly and out in the open, if you do the research, 1,000 times as big or 1,000,000 times as big. Quickly, then, to, again, this is more of an emphasis, but I believe I published an episode on the size of the Gaza Strip. Maybe I didn't. I don't think I did. I think I maybe started to record it, then didn't record it. But you can look for that. It's more like more of a primer on Gaza. And there's 2.1 million people living there. That may not even be the Israelis. It's a far separate part of the country than the main population of Israel. The West Bank is what's close to Palestine. Now, granted, both are small countries, but in terms of separation, the Gaza Strip's in the far southwest corner, and yet Israel is absolutely destroying it, even though they have 4 to 5 times as much coastland as Gaza does. Gaza is not keeping them from the Mediterranean Sea. And instead, it's down, if you will, in the southwest corner. If you have a nice rectangle like this, taller, tall and narrow, think of the bottom left little sliver that's a tiny rectangle that shares that little bit of the left side of the large rectangle and the bottom side of the large triangle. And instead, it's 25 miles long, whereas Israel is more like 125 miles along along the Mediterranean Sea. And there's West Bank, and this just absolute calamity is occurring where they don't have to go. They could be targeted, and they're just not being targeted. Israel, and if you criticize, this is a problem I've mentioned, if you criticize, they go to anti-Semitism, and because of the congressman they bought or whatever you want to say about the inordinate influence, it's like we don't care about freedom of speech. And it's not about policy and politics if you criticize like the level of destruction or even bring attention to the level of destruction. It's that you're anti-Jew. And that is, you know me, I mean, if there's one thing I'm about, it's free speech. And as soon as you incur on that, and let alone if you incur on that about something that is killing hundreds of thousands of people, then I've got even more of a disproportionate, or rather a larger, not disproportionate at all given the effect, rather a larger problem with it. And the third thing is Russia, Ukraine. Do you remember that I did about 6 months ago, maybe 9 months ago now, where the ex-CEO of Google, or at least a high-ranking, officer of Google named, what was his name? It's like a German last name, but I can't think of it right now. Anyway, is Eric something? Anyway, go find that. And he admits to his Harvard folks as he goes back to be the conquering hero alum that he's all about drone kamikaze weapons. And he basically says, and this is in 2023, 2024, there's going to be a million of them. A million. I don't know how, but we still have so much to go, and this is why freedom of speech is important. We have a million kamikaze drones. And he didn't say they were operational on the one hand, but on the other hand, he said it's totally in production, and we have them in Ukraine. And he says, on the one hand, he acts like they're not in production, but on the other hand, he's talking about deploy in present tense in Ukraine. And on the other side of that war, so we have this invisible destruction so people can make money. And it just kills my heart. But more importantly, if you look at this Ukraine-Russia war that has been escalated and prolonged, just like the Israel war, with our money, easily a million people have died by any official estimates. Now, most of those are on the Russian side, but let's say a million, and they say that's troops. I don't know if they've really lost a million troops, but they could have. But even if it's troops only, that is think of if in America, a million reproducing age young men died. Do you have a problem with that? Is that okay? Is it enough to go WTF? Anyway, just some emphases of truth. It's so corrupt. I shouldn't even say that. That sounds like you're giving up. It is, but more it's immoral. And we have to start sticking up for things that are immoral. And I'll tell you what's not moral, that I can say these things, but if I'm a student on campus, then my campus can get hit, you know, get a red mark, and or I'm not allowed to say things on campus. This is when people are understanding their intellect, they're young adults. They should be able to say something and not get marked with or put in jail because what they're saying is labeled as something else, and it's in essence prohibited speech. So while I like a lot of what Trump is doing, that is horrific. It's horrific for somebody who went through the calamity of propaganda through one side of the narrative being allowed and the other not being allowed, and had to great personal harm, reputation-wise and otherwise, to not understand the damage of that. I mean, I think this is where I like Trump's instincts, but sometimes he totally does it wrong. And this, you can't get any more wrong. This is Biden-level speech shutdown. It's just in a smaller area. But anyway, all those kind of tie together in some sense, or at least two of them, in that, bro, if you got the power to take away basically all mentions of the person who is the Ghislaine Maxwell in the parallel of P. Diddy and that trafficking ring, and really, it's a blackmail ring. Did the amount of money Diddy had ever really make sense? We know his buildings had cameras all over them, just like Epstein's did. Just like Epstein, he has a disproportionate amount of money. And before we knew about him, the first things were, who is this guy? And they said he's a hedge fund manager. I did an episode on this, so you can go find it. But the most important things, other hedge fund managers, I think it's hedge fund, it's one of the big financial stuff, say, for someone who supposedly was so successful, I never associated with him, I never met him, I hardly ever knew him. So it's really just a cover. And P. Diddy, as a mogul, is a cover. Not that there was something, wasn't something. He was a musical and production genius. But it's more than that. It's recruiting these types of people in order to have the cover to bring them in. It's crazy. Okay, guys, that's it for the Scales of Truth. Thanks for listening.